Hello, this is Victoria with Hope Service Dogs, and I wanted to go over with you our brand new whelping supply cart. We actually got this one from Amazon. We had two other ones, but they're being used for other things, grooming supplies and cleaning cart. So we needed another one. This one has a little handle. It has little cups on the back. It has little hooks, and then we can always attach other hooks and such to it for the future. In the bottom here, we have some cleanup towels or bar towels. We use these around the house, but these are the ones specifically for delivery because of the blue stripe. We also have either potty pads or disposable chucks. And I think these are the potty pads, but they could be the disposable chucks. We use both of them, and those are to catch the mess. So when mama's pushing out, you kind of slip it right underneath there and it catches all the icky stuff. And then you just and throw it away. So that's at the bottom here, because when we're sitting in the whelping box, that's easy to reach because it's right there. This next one, we have gloves. These purple gloves. Oh, you can't see. Here we go. These purple gloves in a box. And we have extra large. I have big hands, so I'm not fitting in a small. And if you can fit in a small, you can fit in an extra large. So one size extra large. And they are the nitrile gloves, medical exam. They're purple and we're hope. So we got them. We also have vanilla frosting, because sometimes you might need a cupcake or frosting. No, it's actually for more sugar, more calories for the mom. So if she's getting tired, if she's it's taken a while and she doesn't have a lot of energy, a nice quick shot of energy for everybody. And we actually just replaced this. We had another one and it was due to expire in like 6 months. So Emily made cupcakes with it. She didn't bring them and share them. And I'm like, Emily, what else do we have? We have 91% isopropyl alcohol, and this is for sterilizing. So you'll see what we sterilize next, but that's for sterilizing. Hydrogen peroxide, first aid antiseptic, except for if you have cuts, you know you're not supposed to use this. We have this, stains will come out with it. We don't really use it. It just kind of sits here and we watch the expiration date on it and we chuck it as needed and replace it. But I don't think we've ever used it. But we have it just in case. Milk of magnesia. It is a saline laxative and it's magnesium. If mom needs it, if puppies need it, we'll go with that. We're supposed to have it. We have it. We've never used it, as you can see by the sealant on it. Oh, this is one we have used. This is puppy support, fading puppy support. So it's probiotics, prebiotics, glucose, electrolytes, colostrum, vitamins, and minerals. The smaller puppies, if we're going to bottle feed, we add some of this to it. And this is available, I'm sure, online, but we'll pick it up at AKC shows when we go there. Either to check out stuff or to do some health testing, and we'll pick it up. This we don't need for delivery. This can actually be up on the bookcase. This is dewormer that we use for when they're 2 weeks old. So when the puppies are born, 2, 4, 6, and 8 weeks old, they get dewormed. And then usually we'll do about 12 weeks old, and then we could switch them to the once a month, once every 3 months schedule instead of once every 2 weeks. So once every 2 weeks for 1 day, or I think it's once every month or 3 months for 3 days. It's written down. No puppies yet. We're waiting, but here's Fonder. Fonder, you want to come say hi? Fonder has burp puppies in her, and she chonky. So we have that. Corn syrup or Karo syrup, same thing. It's for a quick shot of energy. And the nice thing with this is we can take some. Now, this has been open. We have used this. You can take it on your finger, and it's so gross, right? But you can rub it on the mama's gums, and then that'll not really absorb that way. But icing, they have to swallow down. This kind of can just slide right on in. We have, and we've used up a few of these. This is pediatric electrolyte oral solution. It's Pedialyte, right? We have given this to the mamas. We've put it in. We have their bucket of water in the bathroom, and we fill that up at least once a day. Whether it needs it or not, we fill it up at least once a day. Even if there's water in it, we dump it, and I refill it up every time I take a shower. But we'll also bring out a normal dog food bowl. you know, so smaller, and put this in it and see. Maybe this and whatever yum yums that we happen to have that we think they're going to eat, to help get them some extra electrolytes, especially if it's been a long delivery or a big delivery. Hanging, we have this. I think this is from Harbor Freight. We love Harbor Freight. And it's a flashlight. It's a different type flashlight, right? So you have that way and off. You have this way and off. Yeah. So why do we need a flashlight? When we go outside and it's dark outside and we live in the country and there's not a lot of street lights, we need to be able to check to make sure that everything's good, right? That there's no puppies that were born outside while the mom went out to potty. So we always keep watch. So that's what that's for. And we have a slip lead somewhere. We'll put a slip lead on here too, or two of them. We have stethoscope. Up here is the good stuff. Well, we'll swing it around and show you this part. Next, we go through these. We have three of them. We have more. I keep a supply of this. This is Oral Cal Plus. They don't get calcium while they're pregnant. Once the first puppy comes, we can calcium dose them. And I have it all written down on what it is, how much. But they'll often go through a whole tube. But because they're both expecting big litters, we have three tubes up here. One for Flounder, one for Lucy, and one for them to share. And like I said, we can always grab more. We have three totes of supplies in the closet. Over here, we have Benibac Plus, which is a source of naturally occurring microorganisms for dogs, cats, and other small mammals. And this is a probiotic, digestive health supplement. So we've sometimes used these with the dogs. Again, if the dogs are struggling or if they're colicky, we'll use those. And then here is the KY and the thermometer so we can check temperatures. So they're easy to reach. And up here we have different bins. This is what we need to sanitize when we're done. And what do we have here? We have scissors, boom, boom, right? Surgical scissors, not just, you know, like my mom's cutting scissors, fabric scissors. We have clamps, right? See, because it has that thing there. Clamps, we can clamp the umbilical. So when the puppy comes out, puppy's often in the sack, in the umbilical sack, attached to mama still. And sometimes they'll come out like that. And so we might clamp and cut to remove the puppy so we can open it up and get him going. Once that umbilical cord is detached, they have to get out of the placenta. So if they come out, sometimes they're out of the sack, but they're still attached and all sorts of things happen. Sometimes the sack doesn't come, you know, they're still attached, it doesn't come out the whole way, like all sorts of weird stuff. So we are prepared for everything. And when we're using these, then we have a second one of these that we'll put the dirty ones in. And when it's all said and done, everything gets sanitized. Oh, I was wondering, what are these? These are legs for the pig rail in the whelping box. But because we're using a Prima pad in the middle, it doesn't fit. So that's why we have these here. I was confused. We have sucky uppy things, which also get sanitized with the alcohol. And they're for nose, mouth, and throat to sucky outy stuff. This is oxytocin, polyvisol. This is multivitamin drops. If we do have to make a supplement, make formula stuff for the dogs, this goes in it too. And we have big needle is in here too. So we'll like pull that from a big needle, then we'll take that big needle off and put in a normal needle to inject. But mamas get some, they might get it if they stall, but they'll get it afterwards as a clean out shot to help clear everything out. We have Doc Roy's Healthy Bends. This is another source of calcium. They also will get mother's pudding after they have the delivery. Sometimes we'll do it for a few weeks. Sometimes we'll do it for about a week. And that is to get them extra calories with this pudding. And it's pudding and a few different things. But we'll give them these as treats. This is Adaptil. This is a spray. It's a calming, soothing. We've used it a bit, but we've never had to use it. But we've used it because it was here. Dental floss in case you get stuff in your teeth while you're delivering. No, it is to tie off umbilicals. And then this is lanolin nipple cream. As you can see, I've never had to use this, but if the moms need it, we've got it. One of the things that we do, and you have to watch it before delivery, while the puppies are eating, right, they need to have clean nips. But if you're playing with them and you're cleaning them off and everything before delivery, it could actually trigger them to go into labor before they're ready. So they kind of hang low and they go outside and they play and they roll in the dirt. So after or during delivery, we'll get that all cleaned for them. But we do have the nipple cream. We do watch. We don't want mastitis. We don't want bad things happening. We have tail wraps, and Tara chose the colors. So we have someone's going to be orange and someone's going to be green. We're having the Oliver and Company litter is Lucy and Ollie, and then her and Bert are doing the Peter Pan litter because she's flounder from the Little Mermaid litter, and there's mermaids in Peter Pan. She's also going to do a Nemo litter in the future. We have gas relief drops. Apparently, we have two gas relief drops. Again, if we have a colicky puppy, a fussy, whiny puppy, we will do the gas relief drops, because that's probably what it is. I remember the first time one of the dogs, it was our mermaid litter, one of the dogs was sounding like a squawking seagull, and we didn't know what was going on, and we called the vet, and you know, I had a video, I texted him over, and he's like, you can't really bring in a 2 or 3 week old puppy into the clinic because like you expose him to so many things and there's not a lot you can do for them. So we tried the gas drops, and that's what it was, and he stopped squawking. And we're like, oh, okay. So now that's our first go-to, is gas relief drops. But that's what we have in our cart. Let me show you. Here's the girls. Here's Flounder. Hi, Flounder. And there's Lucy. You see how big she is.
Oh, she's a big girl.
And then there's one of the whelping boxes. And we have the fleece in there. And, of course, they've tracked in leaves that we'll take and get rid of. And there's the second whelping box. These are 4x6 John Art whelping boxes. We had to upgrade. We had a 4x4, then we had a 4x4 and a 4x6, and now we have 2 4x6s. We still have the 4x4. It's available if anyone needs it. I mean, it's not for free available. And then we have a grooming table right here. Underneath it, you can see we have a laundry tote with whelping pads and fleeces in it, because there's a whelping pad underneath the fleece to help catch stuff. And then the scale up on top, because everybody gets weighed. We also have a plastic cube in the kitchen that we have to bring in here, and we taped up the handles so puppies can't stick their heads in, and we track their weights, especially with this size of litter. We're expecting 8 to 10 from Flounder and probably 11 or 12 from Lucy. Because they're such big litters, they're probably not going to have the, ooh, they're gaining too much. But, you know, when Princess does have her 2 and 3 puppies, it's nice because whoever's with her has had bigger litters, and we can pop some puppies onto Princess. That's not going to be an option here. So we're going to have to track it to make sure that nobody's losing any weight. But that's our setup for this week. They're due on Friday. Today's Wednesday. They're in their safe window. So they can have the puppies now, and the puppies will be fine. Day 63 is Friday. That's optimal due date. But with bigger litters, they could come early. So day 61, which is today, to day 65, which is what, Sunday, is the whelping window. So somebody's going to be here with them at all times to make sure that when it's time, we're here and we're able to lend support where we can.